We continue our learning Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Unu Shem Cham Yaakov Ben Chos Elio. We're in Chala Perek Beis Mishnah Zion. The Mishnah is going to speak about the amount of dough that we are obligated to give as Chala to the Kohen. We know Midoraisa that any minimum amount that I separate, it has the status of Chala, and now will render the entire dough permitted. However, to a non-Kohen. Nonetheless, how much do I have to actually give to the Kohen? And the Torah teaches us based on the Pasuk in Bamidbar Bereishis Arisosechem Titunu Lashem Truma. So the first of the dough, titnu means like a matana, means like a gift, has to be something significant that I give to the Kohen. The Torah demands that we give something that's considered a gift that has significance to a Kohen. How much is Kisdei Nesina? How much is that respectable gift? So the Mishnah is going to teach us it's 1/24 of the dough. So if we think about the minimum amount of flour that's chayv and challah, we said 1 1/4 kav of flour is chayv and challah, which is equal to 43.2 egg volumes. So 1/24 of 43.2 egg volumes is 1.8 egg volumes. So that's the amount that a person would be chayv to give midoraisa, at least 1.8 egg volumes, to fulfill that obligation, giving the kohen something kadei nesina, something significant. Obviously, if you have a dough that's larger, so your 1/24 is going to be larger as well. However, the poskim say that that's only midrabanan. Midoraisa, it's 1.8 egg volumes, no matter how large the dough is. Midrabanan, of course, I'm supposed to give 1/24. From the entire dough, because 1.8 is what's teaching me if I have the minimum amount of that chayv of flour, chayv and challah, 1 1/4 kav. So the Torah is teaching me that that's considered a significant amount. So I fulfill midoraisa giving 1.8 egg volumes. Nonetheless, midrabanan, obviously I should give 1/24 of whatever the dough is going to be. Says the Mishnah. Mishir hachala echad me'asrim v'arba. What's the amount of chala that I'm supposed to give to the Kohen? 1/24. Ha'osa iso la'atzmo v'ha'osa l'mishta v'no echad me'asrim v'arba. Makes no difference whether you're making the iso, the dough, for yourself, or you're making it for your son's wedding. You're making the dough for your son's wedding, obviously making a very large dough. So you'll say, well, maybe I don't have to give 1/24. There's so much dough that we're making, so much bread we're making. So if I would give less than 1/24, I'm also giving a significant amount. Makes no difference. It's always 1/24. Mishnah continues, though, Nachtom Shehu Oseh Limkor Bashuk. But if you are a baker and you're selling this commercially, you're selling it in the marketplace, V'chein Ha'isha She Oseh Limkor Bashuk. Same thing if a woman is doing the same, she makes it at home, but she's planning to sell it. Echad Me'arba'im Ushmona, the Chachamim relaxed this somewhat and limited the amount, and a person doesn't have to give him 1/24. 1/48 is sufficient. Why is 1/48 sufficient? So we could say in most of these cases, you're making so much. It's true when I make for myself and I make for my son's wedding, we keep the halach of 1/24. But generally speaking, a baker is making a lot. If you're making a lot, so then it's planning to be sold in the marketplace, in the shuk, so even 1/48 is a kadei nesina, and this is something that we allow the person who's selling, the baker or the woman who's selling in the shuk, to give that amount. Now, it's interesting, the Mefarshim wonder, why is it, I understand very well why we have the right to say that, let's say you have a person, the Chachamim come and say that I'm going to give you, you have to give a larger amount, Mida Oraisa. But the Chachamim can say, if you're telling me 1/24 this Kedei Nesina, 1.8, whatever it is, volumes, that's Kedei Nesina, what gives the Chachamim the right to say, oh, well, you're a baker, you're an achtom, so you can pay, you can only give 1/48. So the answer is because the Torah never gives you, doesn't really tell you. It says titzunu. So the Chachamim have the right, like the Hilchos Cholamoed, we have this example in other areas where the Chachamim, the Torah gives the Rabbanim the right to legislate how much it's going to be. And if they're going to tell us that in a case of a baker, generally speaking, giving it even 1/48 has great significance, it'd probably be a lot more than 1.8 egg volumes, so they have the right to do so. Interesting, the Sifri also has an idea that says, well, I'll tell you why it's 1/48 for the person who is selling commercially and 1/24 the person who's baking at home. Because the person who's baking at home, we assume that people who are doing the baking at home are not so generous in the amount of challah they're separating, and people who are baking in the bakery are more generous. So that's why we're more strict with the people at home and less strict with the people who are baking in the store doing it commercially, because we know they're not going to be stingy with the amount of challah that they are separating. Mishnah continues, Nitmesi Sasa Shogeges Oanusa Echad Me'arban Mushmoda. Here's an interesting case. What happened? We're talking about a person who's preparing dough for his home, for consumption in the household. So we said, well, that person has to separate 1/24. But here, what happened? The isa, the dough, became tamei b'shogeg, or an anus. The person, by mistake, became tamei so quickly, and while they were working with the dough. We have that case by Sarah. Rashi quotes that. Rashi quotes that on Chumash. So that could happen. Or a person accidentally, the kli became tamei that had the dough inside. So what do we do now? So here the Mishnah says, oh, only echad. You only have to separate 1/48. Why is that so? So, because the challah, what's going to happen here? The challah that you separate from the dough is tameh anyway. Challah, that's tameh, you're not allowed to eat. The Kohen has to, you give it to the Kohen, he has to burn it. Yes, we know, we've learned in the past when it comes to trumah and challah the same, because challah is a form of trumah. He can use the fuel, that may be true, as he's burning the dough, he can sit by the fire and use that use the heat, whatever it may be. But still, since it's going to be burned, why should we have you separate so much that's going to be burned? I'd rather you not do so. So that we give you therefore the less amount of 1/48. But nitmes bim mizida. But let's say you made a tamei b'mezid on purpose. Then echad me'asrim varba. Then you have to separate 1/24 of the dough, kadesh lo'yeh choten iskar, so that a person who did the avera shouldn't profit from it. Yes, true, we don't want you burning too much challah, we don't want to burn challah. So, but nonetheless, since you did this b'mezid, I'd rather you burn 1/24, separate 1/24 and burn a lot more than you would if it were 1/48, because I don't want you to gain. I don't want you to feel, oh, well, you know, I may as well make this, and if I make this tamei b'mezid, look at that, I'm able to profit from this. So I'd rather give you this halach. I'd rather burn more challah. You did it deliberately. So here, right, the chachamim didn't want the owner of this dough to benefit at all from his avera. So they said, guess what? You're going to have to separate the same amount of challah as you would have to in normal cases, 1/24, not 1/48. Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Niteles Min HaTahor Al HaTameh. So here's an interesting thing. Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to separate a portion of tahor dough for challah for tamei dough. We've spoken about this in the past. The truma is the same thing. We normally have this image that a person is separating the challah out of this particular dough that I'm kneading right now, or I'm separating truma out of this barrel that I have here right now. But we don't have to do that. We can separate challah from one dough on behalf of another dough, or from truma from one barrel on behalf of the other barrel. The only thing is, if you remember, we have the halacha min amukaf. They have to be in close proximity. What does that mean? We usually assume at least in the same room. We put them on the same counter. So Rabbi Eliezer says, what do I do? Here I have a case where I'm separating dough, which I'm allowed to do on behalf of another dough, but here one is tor and one is tameh. Now separating challah from tohor dough on behalf of tameh dough, so we have a problem. Why? Because normally we have the din of minamukaf, the law of proximity. Literally, I'm supposed to keep them together, but I'm not going to want to do that, because if I bring them too close together, the tahor dough may become tameh from the tameh dough. So that I don't want to do. So here, how am I supposed to solve this problem? And in fact, there is an interesting halacha. Normally, where do I have to have them? So I have to have them within the same room. Okay, within the same room, you don't have to worry about tahor becoming tameh from the two bowls of dough on other sides of the room. Not a big deal. They're in the same room. But the halacha is that where it's a case where the Baal HaBayis does not want them to get mixed together, like in our case, then the law of Menah Mukaf is more strict and requires them to be touching each other. So now you have a big problem, because normally in the same room would be okay, but since one is Tameh, one is Tor, and I want to be very careful not to keep them too close together, now Menah Mukaf is more strict and says, you want them to be Menah Mukaf? Menah Mukaf, if you object to having them too close together because you're afraid of something, now Bedafka, you need them close together for them to have the halacha of Menah Mukaf. So now, what am I going to do? I have Torah and Tameh. Obviously, I do object to them being too close together, but I have the halacha of Menah Mukaf. So what am I going to do? So Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll tell you what to do. Ketzad. Isa tahora v'isa tamea. I have my tahor dough and my tamei dough. Notel kedei chala me'isa shalo horma chalasa. This is what you do. You take the amount of dough or the amount of chala that I normally am supposed to separate from a dough that hasn't had challah separated from it. So this is this can't be what was already separated. This is non-challah. I take this the amount that would be challah from a dough that hasn't had challah taken from it. So it's still chayv in challah. It hasn't challah taken it. So I take this large enough or piece of dough that would be large enough to be challah for both the tohor and the tamei dough. So I have a third dough that has an anchal separated. I take an amount of dough that would cover would be the kedei nesina of both of these other doughs, of the tamei and the tohor dough that I have. So I have a tamei dough and a tohor dough, and I have a third dough that hasn't had challah separated from it. I take the amount of dough that would be enough challah for the two of the other those two doughs, the tohor and tamei combined, and this is what you do. V'nosein pachos mikabeitza ba'emtza. And I take less than a kibetza and I put it in the middle. So here I have, I take another piece of the tahor dough and I place that in between the tamei and the tahor doughs. So now, it's touching both of those doughs. Now, this can be taken, by the way, this new piece can be taken from a dough even from a dough that already had challah separated from it. Now, so here I have, what am I doing? So now I take that first portion that I took, right, that's going to be the challah. Right, that was the one, that portion that was enough to be designated as challah for both of the two doughs, that larger piece. And I put that on top of the piece that's connecting it. So here I have this little piece that's connecting, that's in the middle, and then I have that larger piece that's going to soon be the challah portion for the two doughs, for the Torah and the Tameh. And now, what have I done? And then I have the Tameh dough, the Torah dough, I have them also touching this piece of challah in the middle. So my Tameh dough and Torah dough are on one side. I have this piece in the middle, and then I have that other thing that's going to be the challah on top. So what happens? I now can view the tameh and tahor dough, which are on one side of this little piece, the bridge. I have the piece that's about to be challah on the other side. So I really have Menah Mukaf. They're touching when I finally designate that challah piece that's on top as a challah. I will be taking challah from something that's attached to the doughs that need challah separated. So that is his halacha, kidei sheyito Menah Mukaf. So I solve the Mukaf problem. This is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. There is somewhat of a question about the issue of taking less than a kibetza. Less than a kibetza, we know, is not able to render something else tameh, because it needs to be kibetza more in order to transfer tameh to something else when it comes to food. Truth be told, I wonder if I would need that at all, even if it were more than a kibetza. What am I afraid of? I'm going to make this before it's called challah. It's chulin. Chulin can't become a shlishi l'tumah. So some say, well, since it's going to become challah, that top piece, eventually, so maybe it does have the status of truma, of challah, etc., which can become a shlishi l'tumah. We've discussed that in the past. And others would say no. Others would say that maybe the Mishnah is according to the opinion that even chulin can become a shlishi l'tumah, even though that's not the generally accepted opinion. Either way, v'chachamim osrin. The chachamim do not believe that we can follow Rabbi Eliezer's suggestion. They don't allow separating challah from a tahor dough for a tamei dough. Why? At all. Meaning they would not allow this entire strategy. Yes, Rabbi Eliezer had a whole method where we can do the challah separation and not have any problems at all. The chachamim are afraid, no, you're going to make the tamei dough. The tamei dough is going to touch the challah, is going to touch the tahor. We have a problem. They're afraid of this issue of this minamukov suggestion. Since I'm supposed to do minamukov, this is not going to solve that problem because I may end up making something tamei when I should not.